Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. While Jesus was speaking, an official came forward, knelt down before him and said, "My daughter has just died. But come, lay your hand on her, and she will live." Jesus rose and followed him, and so did his disciples. A woman suffering hemorrhages for 12 years came up behind him and touched the tassel on his cloak. She said to herself, "If only I can touch his cloak, I shall be cured." Jesus turned around and saw her and said, "Courage, daughter, your faith has saved you." And from that hour, the woman was cured. When Jesus arrived at the official's house and saw the flute players and the crowd who were making a commotion, he said, "Go away. The girl is not dead, but sleeping." And they ridiculed him. When the crowd was put out, he came and took her by the hand, and the little girl arose. And news of this spread through all that land. The Gospel of the Lord. In the Marine Corps Junior ROTC program, I learned that some symbols are so special they're almost sacred, like the American flag. For example, I was taught in the ROTC program that the American flag should never touch the ground. The American flag should be folded in a very precise and proper way. There is a very specific way it should be displayed in public, never looking tattered or frayed. You know, my heart swells with pride every time I watch Old Glory, the nickname for the flag, folded at the funeral of a veteran. On the other hand, my heart breaks when I see people wear the American flag as their clothes, as their shirt, or as their pants. Or when it is treated with disrespect, or God forbid, burned in effigy. The most iconic photograph of the American flag was captured as Old Glory was raised atop Mount Suribachi on the island of Iwo Jima during World War II. Six Marines in the photograph strive with all their strength to hoist the flag as a symbol of American valor and victory. And they made sure that it never touched the ground. That's why it took six Marines to hoist it. Not even a tassel of it touched the ground. The Marines taught me that the American flag is so special that every thread and fiber symbolizes our country. In the gospel today, we meet a woman who sees another piece of cloth as extremely sacred, namely Jesus' robe. She has been suffering severely from a hemorrhage which she has endured for 12 years. She works her way through the constricting crowd just to be able to touch the tassel of Jesus' cloak. She thinks, "If only I can touch his cloak, I shall be healed." And indeed, she was healed. Now, this woman was not a U.S. Marine, but she understood as clearly as any colonel in the Corps that some things are so sacred that every fiber and thread carries power. She touched Jesus' cloak like Marines would treat the American flag, with faith, hope, and love. It would have broken that woman's heart to see that cloak disrespected or destroyed in effigy, as indeed it would be when Jesus was crucified. You see, some symbols are so special, they are sacred. On this Independence Day, let me invite you to reflect on symbols that are special and sacred and how we treat them. I pray that our country has not lost the sense of how special certain symbols are, like Old Glory. We Catholics should also reflect on symbols of our faith that are sacred, like genuflecting before the Blessed Sacrament, bowing our heads at the name of Jesus, treating the Bible with honor, or at least dusting it weekly, behaving and dressing properly in church, honoring the relics of the saints by kissing them, speaking with respect about the Pope and priests. You see, some symbols are so sacred that every thread and fiber should be treated with faith, hope, and love. By the way, I also learned in ROTC that there is a healthy rivalry among the various branches of the military, the Army and the Navy and the Marine Corps. That's why the last stanza of the Marine Corps hymn concludes like this: "Here's health to you and to our Corps, which we are proud to serve. In many a strife, we've fought for life and never lost our nerve. Ever, if the Army and the Navy ever look on heaven's scenes, they will find that the streets are guarded by United States Marines. Hoorah! Praised be Jesus Christ."